Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May you be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high His love really is for you today and always throughout eternity. I hope you're feeling that today. I hope you're realizing that He is a God that loves you. And as Kimberly and I talk about 1 John 4, to just have that wonderful knowing inside of you that He loves you more than anything else in this world. He created you for a specific purpose and a calling, and He's going to guide you and lead you into that calling. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. If you'd like to listen to shows and programs of Call to Freedom, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on resources, and radio shows is right underneath, and you can listen anytime, day or night, at any kind of program. We're on the radio at 9 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, 5:30 on 670 KLTT, and then again at 1220 KLDC at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can get in touch with Kimberly and me by emailing us at Barbara@freedomstreet.org, one word, lower case, and then Kimberly@freedomstreet.org. And we didn't do the memory verse yesterday, but I chose it out of 1 Chronicles 29:11, and I did mention it on Monday and Tuesday. It's David's last prayer, and it's beautiful. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. 1 Chronicles 29:11. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. See, King David didn't want to take any of the credit. He didn't want to take the credit for being great or powerful or victorious or majestic. He didn't want to take any of that. He just credits God for everything. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who's over all things. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Well, welcome, Kimberly.
Oh, I'm so excited to... yesterday, I was on a roll. I just kept talking and talking. You needed to interrupt me to get me to stop. I'm just excited to get back into 1 John 4, where yeah. We left off.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. It's just one of the best chapters in the whole Bible, because we have an expectancy, like you were saying yesterday, that we're going to be like Jesus. I mean, we may not look like Him right now or even act like Him, but there's going to come a day... Oh, when we will be like Him. Oh, Kimberly, that
gives right.
me such joy.
Yesterday, we ended with that verse from 1 John 4:4, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. That's how we're going to end up like Him. Mm. Because we do have this default thinking and our triggers that happen so easily to us in this world. But greater is He who is in us than all of that default thinking and all of the world's ways, all of those things that are against Christ.
Yes.
He is greater in us. Christ is greater in us, and He doesn't take offense.
No.
Isn't that remarkable? He is not offended.
Yes. And people who are of the world, they have twisted doctrines, and they belong to those doctrines. I am so grateful we're finding out now that the COVID virus was from a lab in Wuhan, and a lot of taxpayer money went into that lab, and it's not from bats. And so they had a twisted doctrine that they tried to prove to the whole world, and the whole world, Kimberly, was sucked into that twisted doctrine. And it just ruined so many lives. And so many lives died because of it. So we need to just discern, as it says at the very beginning of chapter 4, don't believe every spirit. And a lot of the spirits are, as we were speaking yesterday, are in us that we need to get rid of. But there are people in this world that we do not listen to because they have false doctrines. And boy, we read that in Peter's writings and here in John's. Boy, we've got to be discerning about everything we listen to. Is this good? Is this from Jesus? Is this pure? Or is this something that God would not want me to listen to? Have to be ready.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So 1 John 4, verse 4 is that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And verse 5 goes on to say, they are from the world. Mm-hmm. And let's just fill in who they are. That's anyone who has the agenda of being against Christ.
That's right.
That spirit of Antichrist. They are from the world, and therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. The mm-hmm. world understands that kind of thinking. And by this, I'm skipping just a little bit. We are from God. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. By what? By lining ourselves up with Christ, by agreeing with the word of God and what we're being taught, by choosing his agendas over mm-hmm. our own agendas, because we are from God.
Yes.
So he who knows God listens. He who is not from God does not listen to the word and participate in the washing of the water of the word.
That's
so
right.
That's what we want to keep in our minds. We are in error when we start looking for answers. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We might start looking for answers in this world and collecting answers and collecting all of the data and information. Mm-hmm. I've spoken of our recent, I've been calling it a church split. Maybe I should call it a church shaking.
Reorganization. Reorganization.
Yeah. Reorganization. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And there are those who would like to hear, they'd like, you know, people to come together and hear their perspectives. And some people have been meeting with multiple others who have left the church. And that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with coming together to hear all the other perspectives is that it can influence and affect the way that we're thinking or loving someone else. And maybe we decide, well, maybe I shouldn't love them.
Yeah. Oh.
So we don't want to come from a place of just accumulating information. That's how the world would do it. We want to come from a place of loving one another. Mm-hmm. Just like the beginning of this chapter and all of 1 John 4. 1 John 4 is telling us to love. Mm-hmm. And if we forget, by the next verse, we can read it again. Love.
Love.
Love one right. another. Love each other. Yes, love is from God. So that is what we want to adopt into our lives. And it's not always easy.
Yeah.
If we're not adopting it, though, could that be considered the spirit of Antichrist? It's against Christ if we're not adopting love? It's just it's a good question to ask ourselves,
mm-hmm.
because Antichrist is anything that's against Christ. And when we do not love and forgive and show compassion and mercy and peace and kindness and gentleness,
yes.
if we're not showing those things, we're against Christ. And that might sound like I'm painting a picture of a weak Christ, you know, someone who didn't have a backbone and like he never overturned those tables in the temple. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did go into the temple and overturn tables. But we just need to remember that it takes more strength to be the strongest one in the room and refrain from exerting your power.
That's right.
In order to show mercy and compassion.
That's right. Both your father and Darren showed those attributes, and I really respect them for that. It was wonderful. And it tells us that we can really receive from the love of God in our hearts, even when the circumstances are not great. And so,
yes, I'm so sorry for background noise if you're hearing that.
They're trimming, aren't they?
Yes, there's some people in my yard that are, thank you, Lord, keep them cool. We've just had the hottest days. And I'm just so grateful for the people who maintain our yard for us. But we want to remember to love one another and let that be the focus of our life. And when we're being intentional about that, we are rejecting our natural inclination to spout off at somebody for cutting us off in traffic or for dishonoring us or disrespecting us in front of someone else, embarrassing us, you know. We've got to learn that self-control that we might have some kind of a leg to stand on with them to rebuke them, but to control that and choose love, that's Christ's way. That's Jesus.
That's right.
And 1 John 4:7 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
That's right. I was reading in Psalm 85, one of Korah's, the son of Korah, had written this. And it says in verse 9, surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs from the earth and righteousness looks down from heaven. Indeed, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And these words are so beautiful. Don't you want to be loved? Absolutely. Don't you want the truth? Yes. Righteousness and peace? Absolutely. And so we know that as we serve God, we're going to see these attributes even in us, Kimberly. Yeah. I mean, if we keep ourselves attached to the vine in John 15, we are going to produce fruit. If we decide, I don't want to have anything to do with him, the fruit's going to die on the vine. Because when we separate ourselves from that divine vine, we are going to lose. It's like when you chop off a branch from a tree, that branch is not going to continue to live. No, it's going to die.
Right.
And so we pray that you listening will just be so hungering for God's word that every day it's exciting to go to that word and read the word. And if you'd like a Bible guide, you can go to freedomstreet.org and download Bible guide under teachings, I believe is where you'll find that. And Chris did such a good job of introducing the Bible guide, and you just go to the month that you want to be reading and download that, and you've got a guide to go through the Bible in a year. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Well, yes, thank you for that reminder. It's so good. I was referring to it this morning. So the Bible guide is so helpful. And I want you to go ahead and give that reference again to that psalm, Mom, because it's a good reminder that when love and truth come together, that's not an easy thing, because people start seeking the truth and they get lost in the weeds of the facts. And when you start finding more and more facts, it's easy to reject love. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's so it's so sad.
Tell us that reference again.
Yeah. Okay. And we're 85. If I can get back to 85 here. 85 verses 10 through 13 is what I.
Read. And righteousness and peace have kissed each other. That's again.
I love
righteousness.
That.
People.
I love kiss.
People want.
And you know what?
Sorry.
I know. You know what the word worship means? We kiss the face of God when we worship him. In John 4:24, when we worship him in spirit and truth, it's actually literally kissing the face of God. Oh, I want to be that. I want to be as close to God as John was. You know, he saw him. He felt him. He was the one that wanted to be close to Jesus as he could be. And when you love someone, you want to be close to them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right. So, the observation I was going to make is that righteousness, the word righteousness has that word right in it. So people want to be right, and they want to find the right way, and they want to find who's right and who's wrong in life. And when it says righteousness and peace have kissed each other, God himself, he alone is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
We can all agree on that. He alone is righteous. We want to be righteous, and that's about as far as it gets in this life, is we desire to be righteous. Wow. And we cannot attain righteousness without his help. It's got to be him in us. It has to be his work.
Yes.
So he alone is righteous, and that righteous, the understanding of being righteous and being right, very, it's not very often that it finds a way to peace.
That's right.
When you're searching for a way to be right and you want other people to be right, it's not very often that you find peace
yes.
in that. So in for righteousness and peace to kiss each other, that is true love.
In the Old Testament, righteousness was something the people had to work at and work for. In the New Testament, in Jesus, it says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, in Jesus, we have wisdom from God, righteousness, redemption, and sanctification. And I know those are big words, but we don't ever have to doubt that we have his righteousness, his sanctification. That's the process of getting pure, like Kimberly and I've been talking about. And his being pure before God is all his doing. It is his doing in Jesus Christ. So I can stand before God in Jesus' righteousness without any guilt, any inferiority, or any fear, or any condemnation, or any unworthiness. And I love, that's what Darren stood on all the time that we were teaching. We are now the righteousness of God in Christ. We don't have to work on it anymore, because now when we have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, we know that we have the righteousness of God now. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Oh, I love
and
that.
That is all wrapped up in love and the
yes.
love that God is has defined through his word.
Yes.
And in 1 John 4:8, it says, the one who does not love does not know God, for God uh-huh. is love.
Yes, yes.
And then verse 9 goes on to say, by this, the love of God was manifested in us, mm-hmm. that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him.
Yes, yes.
I really like the Passion Translation of that, so I'm going to read it. It says, the one who doesn't love has yet to know God, for God is love. The light of God's love shined within us when he sent his matchless Son into the world so that we might live through him.
Praise God. Oh, this is so good. When I get through with this program, I just go back out to the car just rejoicing for what Jesus has done. We cannot separate ourselves from Jesus, folks. We cannot. It's Jesus in us. In him we live and move and have our being. Verse 10 says, in this love, not that we loved God, but that he first loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation. That's another long word, but it means he is the atoning sacrifice. He gave himself once and for all in Hebrews. He's the satisfying offering. It says in Isaiah 53 that it pleased the Father to crush Jesus because he knew what the purifying result was going to be in, that we would all be saved. Well, at least he's hoping that the whole world will be saved. He doesn't want any to die and go to hell. None. No. And we read that in 2 Peter. He doesn't desire anybody to go to hell. So we've got that wonderful promise. Beloved, it says in verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us in this amazing way, we also ought to love one another. Oh, and then it goes on to say, we haven't seen God. Oh, but we see Jesus and we sense Holy Spirit in us because we now have him living in us. But if we love one another with unselfish concern and no personal agendas, as the Amplified says, God abides in us and his love is completed and perfected in us. Oh, I want that, Kimberly. I want that.
Yes. I do too. Wow. You know, I just want to comment that when we think about those around us who may not have made that decision to be under that covering of love and are not currently walking in love. There are family members of those of you listening who have not made that decision. And I know that can cause some anxiety and some worry, but we're coming up to a verse here that says that perfect love casts out all fear, all anxiety, all stress. Mm-hmm. And we want to remember that the Lord has given us this place in Him, this relationship in Him, where we can be praying and asking that the Lord would help to remove sin from other people's lives. And we have been given that place with Him. Our participation with Him in becoming like Him is to have so much compassion and mercy on those who are on the wrong path that we are saying, oh Lord, cover them. Cover that sin. Cover their rebellion. Cover that, oh God. And don't count it against them. I have a friend who does that when she knows that and it's usually one of her adult children that will say or do something that makes her so angry. And she gets angry, but then she goes before God and she says, nope, I don't want to count it against them. Lord, don't count that against them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because that's forgiveness.
That's a good habit to get into.
Yeah, that's forgiveness. Yes, it is. Jesus gave us. It's really interesting, Kimberly, because when you do see sin in a person that you love, and that sin is in the form of anger or hate or unforgiveness or what else we see here, we can bind those spirits in that person. In Jesus' name, I bind the spirit of fear, or I bind the spirit of hatred, and I loose a spirit, as John's speaking here, of love in Jesus' name. We can pray for that loved one with those specific things that we say out of our mouth, because Jesus taught us to do it. He taught us to bind and to loose. So I do that when I see a person, you know, a loved one, someone I love and I cherish, and wow, they're just spouting it out and using curse words, or they're on drugs. Father God, in Jesus' name, I bind that spirit of pharmaceutical? Spirit of drugs, spirit of alcoholism, mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. I say it will not exist in my loved one more day. It's like Frances Gardner Hunter when your dad and I traveled with her and her husband and Marilyn Hickey. She'd go up and down, Father God, I bind that spirit of drugs. I bind that spirit of cigarettes. You take that cigarette out of your pocket and you stomp on it right now. We had people all over the congregation stomping on their cartons of cigarettes because that really did something. That did something in their spirits. Okay, I'm getting rid of that habit, that nasty habit, in Jesus' name, because that doesn't bless us, spirit, soul, and body. It doesn't bless the body. And so we have those wonderful scriptures from Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 19, and Matthew 18, verses 18 and 19, where Jesus spoke that. So good. Ah, yes, because God is love. God is love, and He wants us to abide in love. And God abides continually in us when we exhibit love. And it's verse 17 of 1 John 4 says, in this union and fellowship with Him, love is completed and perfected in us, that so we may have confidence in the world, in the day of judgment when we face Him, because as He is, so are we in this world. Oh, verse 17 of 1 John 4. And then you go into what you said, there is no fear in love, no dread.
Yes.
Dread does not exist
in
love. That's right.
So we don't want to be fearing or dreading or stressed out or anxious about our loved ones who might appear to be on the wrong track. Maybe they've gotten off track. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be in fear about that because we have confidence. You just read that. We have confidence in the day of judgment. And we who know God, who are choosing to walk in love, we have confidence. And we're not going to have time to get to chapter 5, but I'm just going to jump over there real quick, because 1 John 5 and verse 14 says, this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Well, when we are in His love, we are in His will. and he will hear us when we ask. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him.
Yes.
And it goes on to say, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin, that, and they're saying the sin that does not lead to death. We'll have to get into that another day.
That's right.
if anyone sees his brother, his son, his daughter, his mother, his father, his sister, if anyone sees them committing a sin, he shall ask God, and God will for him give life to those who commit sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a sin that's leading to death, and we can't go into that at all. And we're not supposed to be asking that God would cover that. And really, that is when you just are flat out rejecting God altogether, mm-hmm. and saying, no, I don't want him. I don't want him at all.
That's right. Jesus said this when he came back through the locked doors after he rose. He said in John 20, verse 23, if you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained. So you're right, Kimberly. When we forgive the sins of those loved ones that we deeply love, we know that God is going to do a work in them, a great work in them. I'm so glad
That's
we
right.
can leave with that kind of a quote and that kind of verse of scripture, because it gives you who are listening an opportunity and assurance that your loved one is going to come to know the Lord. You can't put a time on it, but they are going to come to know the Lord Jesus. And I'm so
That's
grateful
exactly
for that.
Right.
Yes, it
yes,
sure is.
You can have confidence today that because of your love, it's God's love through you. And because of that love, praying for your loved one, you can be assured and have that confidence that God agrees. You're asking according to his will, and just let him have them. Your prayer has been answered.
Yes. Amen. Oh, thank you for joining us today. God bless you. You can always go to freedomstreet.org. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Our partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.